Hachette Audio presents The Time of Our Lives, Collected Writings, written by Peggy Noonan, read by Rena Marie Villano and Betsy Folds Myman, with an introduction by the author.
In memory of Bill Sapphire, Bob Bartley, and Jane Jane. Introduction. The title of this book is derived from an observation of the writer Lawrence Vanderpost. We live not only our own lives, but, whether we know it or not, also the life of our time. That is an orienting thought. We're part of the era in which we live. We must fully see this and pitch in. This is often on my mind. So these days is the instruction of Pope John the 23rd. Do not walk through time without leaving worthy evidence of your passage. I saw that quote on the bottom of a street pamphlet when I went to Rome in April 2014 to witness his canonization. I wrote it down on an envelope in my purse, and it's taped now to my office door. I think that's what all writers are trying to do, leave worthy evidence of their passage. Anyway, these quotes sum up where I am in terms of my work and the attitudes I bring to it. Here are some of the times of my life. My professional life so far has consisted in three parts. I graduated college in 1974, having begun Fairleigh Dickinson University in Rutherford, New Jersey, as a night student and then attending during the day. I was 23 when I graduated. A few months later, I began my career at a CBS-owned radio station in Boston, and in 1977, I joined CBS News in New York. In both jobs, I functioned mostly as a news gatherer. Reporter is too grand a term and was not in any case my job title. I was also an editor and producer of network radio news broadcasts and a writer of editorials and essays. In the second part of my career in the 1980s, I worked in the White House of Ronald Reagan, where I was a speechwriter for the president and, in the decade following, a writer of books and freelance op-ed pieces and essays. The third part began in 2000, when I became a columnist for the Wall Street Journal. The parts have some bleed. I've written books and essays during my time at the Journal, but they hold in terms of general outline. In 2014, a friend with whom I often...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?